Aaron, we are kind of at the last hour in terms of both figurative, in terms of our own schedule, but also in terms of this conference. Give us a rundown of some of the many sufferings that you've been through. Some people have heard some of the other ones, but it never stops. Tell us about some of them.
There's a lot of tormenting thoughts, the blockages, like there's people who just won't cooperate, and you're just trying to make things work, and it's just not happening for no apparent reason. It just doesn't seem to make sense. But still, the instructions that, like Sunday, my instructions were to rejoice. So I have to go opposite of what I'm feeling. And so, we're getting physical assaults with the group and myself, as well as, tormenting things that are happening. But thank God for the word, because the word puts you back in order and it keeps you concentrated on God and the Eucharist. So, and the
You've
people, of
had
course.
two venue cancellations, and then you only were able to know that you were going to fly the Cardinal like on the 7th. So like 3 days before, you knew, okay, now we can fly him to the US.
Monday, this Monday,
Monday,
I
this past
booked his
Monday.
ticket with his companion, had to come from America to pick him up and bring him here. It's just crazy because yesterday we just got the second venue and the air conditioning unit broke. They called us this morning and they said they have to cancel. So it just knocks the wind out of you because what do you do? And
And for all those involved in these types of things, you know, okay, these people, the people doing this are suffering for graces. That's how God works. He grants graces through suffering, united to his sufferings, of course, but we have to pay. There's a price we have to pay. And then this means, and what does this tell us? Graces are going to be given, and this is important, because if this wasn't important, the enemy would leave it alone. And so I think all of us should think, okay, this is maybe more important. I don't see how you could not see that it's important, but in case you're wondering, this is incredibly important. So for those that are going to join, especially listen to all the parts in person or whether it's streamed, for the exorcism part, open your windows, open your doors, let that prayer that he will pray in Latin flood out to the whole earth. Share it.
I
Share it
know.
and you know, both you and those listening, but I'm going to be listening in Ireland. I'm going to be at the Shrine of Knock. I'm going to blast it so that all of that whole area receives that prayer.
Amen. And I think that all the suffering will be worth it when we see what God's work will do and accomplish. It'll be so beautiful.
Amen. And people have been asking, you know, for instance, especially the exorcism part, like, how can we hear it? What if we can't afford the cost? So to tell you all kind of the background, to put on a conference is incredibly expensive. The person, in this case, Karen, has to fly people out, pay for venues. None of that is free. Even just the tickets, that's one of the reasons why she charges. There is that discount, UM 15, 15% off. But then I even went to Karen and I told her, I want you to hear what I told her. I said, Karen, I will pay you like some amount of money so that we can broadcast the exorcism free for everyone to hear. It's like the 2 hour portion. She said, Alvaro, don't worry about it. Just do it. You have my permission. So that exorcism portion is free if you can't attend the rest of the conference. But that part you can hear for free. It'll be streamed on the channel. And so then my question to everyone is, because everyone will say, we want the world to be better. We want the church to be holier. We join this group because it's holier. We do these prayers because they're better. For all of you that want better, if you're not taking this chance, what does that really mean? If you're not really doing something, if you're only just going to the other mass because it's holier, but then when you get a chance from God for the world to be changed and you don't do anything, aren't you just as bad as the church, whatever that you think is, it's not good enough? And I think that's what happens. We say that we want to do God's will and to have a better church, but when we're given the chance, we don't take it. And so God is giving you the chance right now. He free. Here it is. To those listening, are you going to take it? This cardinal is practically a living saint. What more do you want? God wants to set you free from things. Many of you talk about, I want to be healed. Here it is. Will you take it? Because if you don't, you can't complain anymore. You know, Karen, I can't imagine you must feel, what more do we need to give people? I mean, already the Son of God died on the cross for us.
Yeah.
And that wasn't enough. And now he's like, okay, I'm going to give you a cardinal exorcist, worldwide exorcism. Is this not enough? What is it that we want? But here it is. Blast it from the rooftops. I think this is a grace that we're being given, and I'm worried for us if we don't take it. Like, I'm gonna think, how is, you know, like, if we reject this, I don't want to know what's gonna happen. I hope millions of people see this.
Amen. Amen.
So let's,
yeah.
Yes, please, let's invoke the souls in purgatory to ask them to pray for this, that the whole world can hear it, that they take it into their hearts, that they change as a result of it. Some are worried, oh, what if the people aren't ready? They're never going to be ready. We have to give them this chance to receive this prayer. Let's invoke the souls in purgatory. Let's pray the St. Gertrude prayer, that this army of in purgatory pray for this conference to be blessed, and for everyone that watches and hears, for all of us to be changed. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. Karen, we wanted to keep it today short. Thank you.
Thank you.
For being God's instrument. Thank you for letting me. I'm so lucky for tagging along with all this. This has been great for me. May God's will be done as much as he wants it to be done.
Amen.
Amen. For all of you listening, that's it. I'll see you in the next one. I'll see you at the conference.